Physical recreation has many characteristics. These include it's all down to your personal choice and what you want to do, and it's time where you can go and choose what activity you want to do and who you want to do it with. However, it's limited by how busy your day is, and such as school and work and things you have to do. There's many functions, including there's opportunities for socializing, and it encourages social and racial mixing, helps relaxation and reduce stress, and also it can improve your fitness. And now play has many characteristics as well, including how it's fun, it's designed for enjoyment, there's no rules or time restrictions, it's just flexible. It's self-administered, so the participants determine the rules and length of play. It can be as simple and basic depending on personal choice. The functions for play are split into two categories, so child and adult functions. So for children, it's very emotive. So the main function is for children to master reality, and it gives opportunities to discover what is taken on as an acceptable role in society. And they can learn social, physical, emotional, moral, cognitive, and environmental skills. Now the functions for adults are slightly different. They're mainly psychological benefits. So they can get away from the pressures of daily duties, and reverting to childhood and engaging in activities of a playful manner can serve as a good stress relief. There are some similarities, which are both are aimed at enjoyment and having fun, and both very flexible and don't involve rules or restrictions. And the one contrast is that play requires more than one person, however leisure time does not, but this is not a big difference. Outdoor and adventurous activities as education is characterized as you need access to transport, and it involves lots of money and resources, and people might not like the inherent risks. The functions are, it's mainly to raise awareness and respect for others, yourself, and the natural environment, along with its dangers and risks. And it can give people personal challenges as well as teaching them how to work efficiently, and it does provide opportunities for leadership and decision making. Now, physical education has a characteristic, and it can be defined as a formally planned and taught curriculum designed to increase knowledge and values through a physical activity and experience. The functions include developing physical skills such as coordination and body awareness, developing social skills such as communication and cooperation, and developing mental skills such as decision making and self-control. It does improve your health and fitness, and it does include leadership skills. The similarities are both are very educational while still developing physical skills and fitness, both very dependent on resources and money. And the contrast is physical education isn't location restricted, but it does need specialist facilities. However, outdoor activities don't need any specialist facilities, however, you do need a location to take part in. Now, outdoor and adventurous activities as recreation has characteristics where it's not competitive and it's not restricted by time, however, it is restricted by location, as I said before. The functions, it's to develop an appreciation for the natural environment and respect it. Mental and physical health benefits, such as relieving stress by being away from your daily stresses and on your own, can improve your fitness, which can lead to increased self-esteem. Now, sport, which is the last one, has characteristics including it's goal-orientated and involves competitive nature. There are strict rules that are enforced by officials in competition, and it does require high levels of physical skill and effort to succeed. Time and space restrictions apply, and also specialist facilities might be needed. And the functions include improved health and fitness, increased self-esteem and self-confidence, opportunities for socializing and building on teamwork and cooperation, and also participation in sport has some benefits to society, less strain on the NHS, and improved social control as people's spare time is spent in a positive manner.